shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to give you some examples and one shocking, astonishing legal decision about the betrayal of the United States by senior people in the Republican Party. And I'm not just talking about Trump. Trump's a Russian agent. Trump is on the take from Russia. His son, Eric Trump, confirmed to a journalist, he said, quote, "We get our financing from Russia because the banks won't give us money anymore." Well, why is that, my friend? That is because you went bankrupt six times and stiffed them each time. Stiffed the banks. That's what you did. He's been blackmailed, and this is a bribe by Putin, and that's why he is praising Putin in the invasion. But, you know, he's not alone. Let's take Tucker Carlson, and here is an unbelievable court opinion on Tucker Carlson. He defends Putin, still does, today he does, yesterday he did. He attacked Colonel Vindman, and he attacks Ukraine. I mean, it's one thing to say, to lie and say stupid things. It's another thing to attack people who are being the subject of genocide right now and whose culture is being the subject of genocide. Here's a quotation from Tucker Carlson just yesterday, the last couple of days. Quote, "Ukraine is not a democracy, but a pure client state of the, quote, U.S. government," end quote. Putin is morally superior to Washington, and this is broadcast on Russian TV. Now, when Axis Sally did that in the Second World War, if we'd captured her, she would have been executed. If Tokyo Rose had said that during the Second World War and we had been able to capture her, she would have been executed. She would have been executed. There was a Hanoi Hannah, that kind of type, during the Vietnam War. But to have somebody on television in the United States talking about Ukraine, our ally, not being a democracy, but a client state, not of our country or his country, it's of the, quote, U.S. government. The U.S. government is bad, according to Tucker Carlson, even though Tucker Carlson has benefited from American culture and life. He went to St. George's, a very good prep school in Rhode Island. He went to Trinity College in Connecticut. He sits there and lies all evening whenever he speaks, gets a lot of money, and then attacks our country. Well, I don't want to put up with him attacking our country anymore, and I'm going to have a recommendation on him after I'm done just saying this. He was sued by a former Playboy model, Karen McDonough, who he accused of extortion. Trump and McDonough had an affair. She is one of the few women who didn't accuse Trump of raping her. And then she sold her Trump story to the National Enquirer. The National Enquirer, the head of it, believe it or not, a guy named Pecker, I'm not kidding, that's his name, was pro-Trump to the max, 24/7 Trump. He bought the story, exclusive rights, and then he buried it so it would never see the light of day during the campaign. Tucker Carlson accused her of extortion. Accused Karen McDonough of extortion. Extortion is a felony. Extortion is what Trump did to Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, where he said, if you don't forge 11,580 votes, so I win by one vote in Georgia, you will be in criminal trouble. That is classic extortion. It's the kind of thing that the mafia used to do. So Tucker Carlson goes on and says that she committed extortion. That was false. She should have gotten damages. But the court dismissed her case. Why did they dismiss her case? And this is the unbelievable libel judgment that come down, and I've never seen anything like it. What they said is, what Carlson was saying can't reasonably be construed as a fact. He's an entertainer. It's simply exaggeration, entertainment. It's simply non-factual commentary, bloviating, there's a quotation, for his viewers. The Fox lawyers made that argument. They made that argument. The argument was no reasonable person should believe anything factual that appears to be factual that Carlson says, because he is just entertainment. There is an exception for satire. There is an exception, you know, like The Onion, the Babylon Bee, that kind of thing, that's so over the top that people look at it, and if they get sued for libel, they say, look, this is entertainment. Fox's own lawyers and a judge said that what Carlson says can't be construed as even intending to be factual. But here's the problem with that decision. If you read the Babylon Bee and you read The Onion and you read satire, I mean, you read Jonathan Swift in the 18th century about Ireland, you know, the satire, you can say things that are extraordinary and bothersome, but if they're clearly done with a humorous intent, or an intent, it's sort of like you walk through the funhouse at the state fair somewhere, and there are all these mirrors that distort you. So in one mirror, you'll look super fat. The other one, you'll look super skinny. Your features will be elongated. That's the function of satire in coming in on society. But the truth of the matter is that people watch Carlson and the hardcore don't look on it as satire. They don't look on it as entertainment, and he doesn't intend it as that. He's very cruel, and he lies about people to get money. You know, he gets a large salary, obviously, million, well over 10 million maybe a year. He will say anything. He said, for instance, that the FBI agents were the ones who ginned up January 6th. They didn't sue. He didn't name them, so they didn't sue him for libel. If they had named him, they would have sued him for libel. But this court might have said, no one seriously can believe it. But the truth is, people do believe it. When he said that Karen McDonough, the former Playboy model, was guilty of extortion, there are people who are going to believe it. Now, he is not the only one. He's not the only one. If you look at Fox elsewhere, the other hosts, there's a handful of them who will attack Putin. But by and large, every one of them attacks Biden. They always preface their statements by saying Biden is weak. He's the reason for the invasion. That's treason. If somebody had said during the Second World War, Roosevelt is weak, and he's the reason for Hitler, and he's the reason for Pearl Harbor and everything, they would have been arrested because there was a declaration of war. And I'm going to get in after the break to some of these people who are betraying the country, both in the media and in the Republican Party, not just Trump and not just Tucker Carlson. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Mr. Rank is just great balls of fire.